Mike.
Hi. Hello.
What was your favorite theme song from a television show?
Oh, my God. I loved Facts of Life for a minute.
Can you give us a little?
Well, you take the good and take the bad. You take them both, and there you have the Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. That was a big one for me.
Okay. Does that mean, like, you take ice cream, but you also take, dog shit on your shoe? That's
the facts of life. It's not always chocolate ice cream. Sometimes you stepped in dog shit. I also liked, remember St. Elsewhere?
No.
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Thank you. Bum, 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 bum. That's the theme saying Elsewhere. Which was ER before ER.
It felt educational, I suppose.
What is your favorite one?
Well, I did really like Silver Spoons.
Hold on. Silver Spoons went, you and me... We're just a couple. I can't remember.
Oh, and what about the one with Michael J. Fox?
Family Ties. Yeah. That was a big one.
All right. How did that go? Remember when the blonde
There's
Meredith Baxter
ran
around really fast?
There's a time for
just
love.
When like the Skippy was running through the kitchen.
Oh, the world don't move.
No, that's different strokes.
That's different strokes.
There's a time for love. There's a time for. Kissing
there's a time for love, a time, a place, a number, a number.
That's the facts of life. The facts. That's the facts of life. Wait,
all right.
Hold on. No, no. Family
shit.
Ties. Oh, shit.
There's a time.
Hold on. I'm just gonna fucking Google this real quick.
I think our ratings are gonna go up.
This is captivating.
Okay, but also like.
Yes.
Now to get back to the real life matters.
Yes.
The first time I met you.
Without a sha-na-na-na.
Oh, that's it.
Perfect.
Your Wi-Fi connection is strong.
I know.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
Kind of horrible,
that's
isn't it?
That's a good one. That's good.
Who
yes.
was your 80s crush?
my 80s crush. Okay, all right. Like, first, like, boner was, like, Beverly D'Angelo in Vacation.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wait, over Chrissy Brinkley?
Yeah.
She was in the same movie.
Yeah, but I remember thinking, why? Chrissy Brinkley's
gorgeous. I have a whole new respect
gorgeous.
For you.
Chrissy Brinkley's gorgeous, but like Beverly D'Angelo, I never understood in that movie why he wanted to fuck Chrissy Brinkley. I mean, I get it, but like Beverly D'Angelo is so hot and good yeah. to go, man. She yeah. like wants your dick, Clark. And yeah, so she was a big one for me. Jamie Lee Curtis. Pretty big.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So you liked it like an older...
Older.
So yeah. There wasn't anyone...
And Throw Mama from the Train. She was the third one. No. Do you know what her name was? Anne Ramsey.
But what about like... Did you have like a... I don't know. Like a Paula Abdul? Like did you have like a... Like a...
Oh, okay. I got it. And this is like making me... This is dating me, dude. Dude, Susanna Hoffs from
yes.
the Bengals, right? And have you seen her? She's Jay Roach's
wife. She looks exactly the same.
She looks the exact same. She's like 53.
Mm-hmm. Eternal flame.
Wow. She is so fucking hot still to this day. Good for Jay Roach. Good for Jay. Who was yours?
Well, my mom refused to let me be boy crazy.
Okay.
So I had to keep all crushes, you know, pretty secret. She also read my diary. We can get into that later.
She's in the other room. Should we bring her back real quick?
Yeah. But when I think Leonardo DiCaprio and Basketball Diaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I felt a little tug.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't a boy band crusher.
No, that's good. That's
but
I feel like if I met a girl who was like, I was obsessed with Chris Kirkpatrick from NSYNC, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do you know what every girl loved? Every girl growing up from the time I was 8 to the time I was like 18 was obsessed with Jake from 16 Candles. You remember that
Jake
movie?
Jake
Ryan from 16 Candles. And you know what that guy did? And I saw it, like they had like a Where Are They Now, you know, and like whatever People magazine. I was reading it like the freaking dermatologist. He is as good looking now as he was in 85. And he's a fucking like a woodworker. And I'm just like, how much pussy does one man need? I feel like at a certain point, like you've up your own hotness, bro, by working with wood and retiring from
showbiz. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Ike, I have to tell you something. So I have a list of men in professions that you should not date.
Woodworking is one of them?
No.
Oh.
Woodworking is the only one that is acceptable.
It's acceptable. You are taking a piece of the earth and making it more beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're silent.
Yeah.
And you're romantic.
Yeah.
And you're just like carving away in your shop.
Yeah. And you don't give a shit about this stuff. Like someone's like, have you seen Creed? And you're like, I don't know. I just whittled this fucking tree down. Like, I didn't see Creed. I want to see it, but I don't even see movies.
No, but he doesn't even talk that much.
He doesn't. You're right. He's like silent.
He's silent.
He just says things like
waiting for the love of his life to come along.
Yeah.
And while he sands this beautiful canoe.
Yeah. He's a canoe maker.
And
it is, man. Listen, I'm super straight.
To be able to tap into that guy.
Yeah. That's
that means that
it's a catch.
You've. Yep.
Wouldn't he essentially be Owen Wilson's character in Meet the Parents?
Yes, but less, but more quiet.
I was thinking more Kevin Costner from that Message in a Bottle movie.
Yes. The same. Or Nick Offerman from Real Life.
Okay, so I have this whole list of men in professions that you should not date. But do you I don't think there's an equivalent for women.
Of the one impression that's good or the one
So let me just put it out there for you, all right? Okay, number one, magicians.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. It's not because I don't love performing. I love like the idea of a man performing, but I do not like the idea of someone really, really getting off on tricking you.
Right. This is what I would say about magicians, and I don't have any prior knowledge. And this is R-rated?
Yes.
Magicians are probably really good at going down on a girl and terrible lace. You know what I mean? Like they're like
wait. What was that?
They're like they're terrible lays. Like they're bad at sex, but they're good at like going down. You know what I mean? Like I feel like because that's like more theatrical, and they're like, I'll be right back. You know? But then when it comes down to it, they're just like when they're having sex, they're just like, I finished. I'm done. I don't know what happened. This never happens before.
Yeah, I think yes, but I think that you're right. Like, but they're. The going down part probably lasts about 30 to 45 seconds.
Do you think then they're just like they bail?
Well, magicians are impatient.
They are impatient. They are.
And they then are. They're going to pull a quarter out of your vagina.
Oh, is this my quarter even is what I would say if they pulled it out of my vagina.
Do you think that there's an equivalent for like do men –
Is there a profession that we think is not sexy?
Not that it's not sexy. No.
You should stay away from that profession.
That's like
stay away
from a girl red flag. And it could be model. Prostitute. Could be...
Because. Do I need to say that? I've been with a lot of men.
But actress.
No.
Let's say.
I mean, there's. Listen, I've dated actresses where it ended weird, and it was like that weird competitive thing where that actors have. But I know so many actors, actresses that are dating that are normal, and so it's. I wouldn't say that. I would say something like, I don't know, like someone who like, it's someone who works for like I don't know, like Donald Trump's campaign, you know, or something like that.
Ooh,
I don't know,
ooh,
you know what
ooh,
I mean?
Wait,
like,
oh my god. Totally. Wait.
Like a conservative blogger. I'd be like, ugh.
You're tapping into something that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So my top, let's say my top five go roughly like this. Magician.
Yeah, that's bad.
Musician, unless they're classical. Number three, athlete.
I'm just going to stop real quick. Musician, I might change my answer to musician. Musician is rough. Musician's rough because the high end of musician is if like you're like...
No, these are people you should not date.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The high end is like, oh my God, I'm dating like Katy Perry or something. But then most of the time musicians are like, if you're dating a musician, not only do you have to go to Genghis Khan to see her sing, you got to tell your friends to come. Because you know she's like, I need you to call Kevin and his friends, and they have to come. So then you got to call your friend and be like, hey, man, Veronica's band's playing tonight, Genghis Khan. Fuck, I know. You don't. She sucks. The band sucks. She fucked the bass player a long time ago, and it's weird, and I hate watching it, but I need you to go. Musician. Musician's really bad, dude.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay, so then athlete. Not because, you know, there's the obvious reasons. There's plenty of opportunity to cheat. But also because you'll have to be like, oh, honey, you know what? It wasn't that bad of a loss. Or like, oh, babe, you know, I know the rookie just got signed, but you know he's not going to be that good. Or you know, like there's all kinds of comforting
or
duties.
Also, hey, honey, so I've been traded to Montreal. Pack your bags. Yeah. Your kid's going to go to school in Canada now.
Yeah.
I guess.
Chef.
Well, unless you like coked up fatties. I mean, unless you like coked up fatties covered in tattoos and beard, then they're the perfect people for
but
you.
But I compiled this list, and listen, I cannot help but fall in love with actors because I love them so much. But they are in there somewhere, but you know, whatever. I can't let myself off. I need to be held accountable as well. But anyway, okay. But you tapped into something earlier. I always thought that women were sort of on different journeys. Mm-hmm. So profession wise, they wouldn't need to be judged as harshly. But now you brought up a point that I think is really relevant. And it is the nonprofit woman.
Nonprofit woman. Yeah.
The nonprofit woman. Because I do think that while it is doing, like, this woman is doing so much good in the world, wants things to be better, they tend to lack a sense of humor. And even though they're getting paid like between maybe, let's say, $25,000 to $35,000 a year, they're getting an extra $30,000 in, how shall I put it, self-righteousness.
Yeah, self-righteous
coins.
Bucks. Yeah. And it also depends on like the cause. If they're like, we provide desks to African students, you're like, oh my God, bless you. But if they're like, it's a not-for-profit, and it's all about giving vaginal rejuvenation to pigs. You're like, okay, I don't think they need that, and I'm mad you're wasting my time. You know what I mean? It's all about the cause. The cause is great, but you're so right. Like, if the cause is, like, hunger, you can never make a joke about it. You can't be like, I'm starving tonight. They're like, you know what? That's not funny.
Because
a lot of people are starving.
And it's like... And so let's say you're dating,
I'm dating a lot of people.
Okay. Let's say, you're single, you're dating me and okay. My name is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you, honey?
Well,
see you.
So
I'm an actor and you're Rachel who works for a non-for-profit.
Yeah.
And what non-for-profit is it?
I work for, I'm working for, I love Heifer International, so I don't want to necessarily mock that. Yeah, but I am working.
What if it's like alpacas? Alpacas.
Okay, yeah. Like. Let's save the alpacas.
I'll save the alpacas. So we're at dinner.
Yeah.
All right. So, oh God, I love this restaurant. Okay. I love small plates.
Yeah.
How was work today, maybe?
Oh my God, I just feel like what we're doing is so important. Mm-hmm. And sometimes mm-hmm. not, I don't know, it just feels like we continue to reach out, but no one really feels, I don't know, it's tough. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's hard for you to relate to that because you're an actor, mm-hmm. so you don't really understand. But it's been really hard for me lately.
No, I know. It's been hard.
And what, you know, we just want to like help not only poor farmers throughout the world, especially in South America.
But the alpacas themselves.
Yeah. But anyway, it's just been a rough day.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, I got fired for my movie today. I was acting in a movie. I got fired for it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? Did you not know your lines?
No. They found someone younger and better looking for the part. So they gave me the part, but then took it away. It's been a rough day for me, too. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. God, I'm sorry.
Thank you. And I'm sorry about the alpacas, too, you know.
No, but I just feel like, don't you ever feel like what you're doing is kind of superficial? I mean, I know that you had a rough day, and I don't want to, but don't you ever feel that way?
Can we just order?
Yeah.
I just want to order.
Okay.
All right. I want to get those big fucking beans. That's what it's like, though.
Do you know where those beans are from?
Don't tell me they're conflict beans. I can't. Everything is just like.
They are, though. But, all right, let's get the beans.
And so passive. But fine, I mean, they're awful, and you're just supporting a horrible system that just destroys people. But let's get them. Why not? Oh, yeah. God, I hate when people do that.
I know. Was that? I was having a good time, but were you having an awful time?
No, it was fine. I mean, I knew that you were going to be like, hey, your job's bad. But you're right. Like, you can never date anyone who takes their job too seriously.
Wait, should we do another role reversal? Will you be a Peace Corps guy?
Yeah. And you are.
I'm an actress.
You're an actress. Your name. You're Anna, and I'm gonna
be. No, I can't be Anna. I'll be
Sigourney. Elizabeth. Lizzie.
Sim, do you have a
name?
Yeah, I need a good actress name.
Cassandra.
Ooh, that's good.
You can call me Cassie.
Cassie.
Okay, I've just been cast in a WB pilot.
Great.
Wait.
CW. I'm going to be...
No, wait. Am I that young? All right.
You're like the grandmother on a CW show. I'm going to do... I'll be Gareth.
Okay.
Oh, God. I'm so hungry. Oh, my God. I love... Indian food.
Gareth, I'm so proud of the work you're doing.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, we just got back from... we were in Pakistan, and because of the work we did, we taught like a whole village how to bathe.
That is so cool.
Yeah, the whole village took their clothes off and showed them how to bathe.
That's so cool.
It was cool, you know. But it's whatever. It's just, I'm just, I don't know. I just feel like sometimes you're put on earth to do something, and I feel like that was it for me.
Cool.
Hey, how was the show? You had your first table read today.
Yeah, it was so good. I had a couple of complicated lines. There was this line that I kept screwing up where I was like, hey, Jizzy, I need to come in because I think that you stole my soap.
Was that the good one? Was that the
yeah.
Cause I thought that was good.
You thought so?
Yeah, no.
Cause they kept making me do it over and over and over and over again.
Dickheads.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, Jizzy, I need to come in because I think you stole my soap. And
what a drag. Oh, I'm just getting a text. Hold on. The village we were at just got droned.
No.
They're all dead. They're all dead. It's like 500
Does
people.
Does droned mean boned?
Yeah, kind of, in a way. Anyway, so you were saying, so the director was kind of a dick?
I think he just felt like, you kept saying, like, I think you need to, like, mean it more. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and I didn't mm-hmm. really know what that meant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, yeah, anyway.
God, it sucks. It's hard, man. We have hard jobs. Hollywood. We have hard jobs. We have hard jobs.
So, anyway, but, okay, so tell me more about, like...
Tell you more. Remember I told you about my friend Kyle? Remember Kyle? I sent you the picture of me and Kyle. He got taken hostage by ISIS.
Oh.
Yeah, they're gonna... Yeah, yeah.
But is that one of those things where they get... Where that, like, the ice cave that they built, like, in Norway? You know, that ice hotel?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, I know the ice hotel.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not like that. It's like the ice hotel, but... Instead of ice in a hotel, it's just sand and blood, murder. And...
Is that like a scrub?
Like a spa? Yeah, it's not really a spa. We are so different.
We're not.
No, we are the same.
No, we're not. Because you know what?
And I love you. And
we're both Scorpios.
We are both Scorpios. And that binds us. It does. It does. And we're both doing important stuff, aren't we?
Yeah.
You should come with me to Pakistan. And I should be on your show. Can you imagine?
Oh,
my God.
That'd be amazing.
Do you think I could do your job?
Well, okay, so first of all, I have to tell you something.
Mm-mm.
Our director's been hitting on me a little bit.
Bobcat Goldthwait has been hitting on you?
I didn't want to tell you because I knew you'd get jealous, but I have an idea.
Okay.
Okay, so if I sleep with him,
mm-hmm.
then I pretty much think you could be on our show.
Okay, this is a real...
And then you wouldn't have to go to Pakistan anymore.
This is a very different stakes and decent proposal.
What do you think? Is that weird or... I don't know.
It's not. It's not. You kind of told me how it works in this town, and I want to support you. Do you want to sleep with Bobcat Goldthwait? Is it... No, I get it. You don't want to, but you feel like maybe you have to.
I sort of feel... Mm-hmm. Like it's part mm-hmm. of my obligation.
No, I just want to make you happy. I just want you to be happy.
Oh my God, you're such a good guy.
Yeah, tell me when it's done.
Okay. And then
maybe
I would love to go to Jazzistan.
We'll go. You're going to have to pose as a man for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you too.
Let's get some calamari. Let's go nuts. We are doing this play at the Amundsen Theater.
You are way better than you're.
No, you're playing a vapid actresses on a CW show. I'm just a Peace Corps.
You're just a Peace Corps awesome person.
The point is this: the show previews open March 8th at the Amundsen, and if you want to come, enter promo code Ferris, and you're gonna get in.
Okay. So now we're going to get into serious stuff.
Oh, shit.
All right. Early career.
Early career.
Give us a five-sentence sum up.
Five-sentence sum up. Early career. After being kicked out of college and starting to perform improvisational comedy at the big theaters in Chicago, I moved to Amsterdam where I did a big theater there. Moved to L.A. for a year and a half as like a busboy. And then when I was like 24 or so, got hired on Mad TV.
24.
I was a youngin'.
It was such a great show.
We just had the 20th reunion. It was so. But I said I got to the reunion. I was like, what? It hasn't really. Like, it's an anniversary. I get. They called it the anniversary. I was like, but it's been off the air for 7 years. Like, what do you right. Is it 13 years plus 7 years of clips on YouTube? I was like, what are we doing here?
But people still watch everything on YouTube. And you two were on the show together, right?
Me and this one?
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Maybe you've heard of a sketch called, what is it called? Kung Fu Master. Kung Fu Master. We were so excited when she came on the show.
Really?
Yeah, we were really excited because we were huge fans of hers. Loved like scary movies. Saw all of them in the theater. Loved her. So they're like, hey, we have like sometimes on Mad TV, like the owner of the show is obsessed with wrestlers, like professional wrestlers, you know?
Really?
So yeah. So like every day you like get there and you'd be like, I've been cut from the scene. I've been cut from the sketch. What's going on? They're like, yeah, we got a wrestler. I was like, okay. So we were always just getting kind of like these like weird male guests, and they brought her on, and we're like, oh, we got like a fucking like a legit funny hot girl. So she came on.
Go on about the. Never mind.
we got her on, and then we're just like, okay, well, she's gonna be like, you know, typical Hollywood girl and not be nice to us. But it was so fucking nice. So nice. And then, this is really? The kicker, right? It was so nice. So nice. I remember the whole thing. I played your agent.
I know. Remember but that? You didn't think I'd be
nice. No, we didn't know because sometimes, you know, you're young in Hollywood. People are just like, you're like a legit nice person, right? So this is the crazy thing. I see her. Was it at our children's school? Isn't it? No. But I saw you before that somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, there was.
I heard you somewhere. Yes. It was eight to 10 years after you were on Mad TV. And I saw you were like, oh my God, Kung Fu Master. It was just like, oh my God, well remembered. Good Lord. And now I see you at our child school.
I know. Nice. And you wear an orange vest.
I wear an orange vest, but that's just everywhere I go. That's just safety. That's all that is right there. I love that.
And now you're a huge movie star.
Well, you know.
Yes. Yes.
It's all relative. We just we did a movie that came out and opened against a little film called Star Wars. But it was, people liked it, which is good.
It's doing very well. It's called.
It's called Sisters.
And who's in it?
John Leguizamo. Tina Fey, Amy. It's actually in theaters still right now, and it's still like doing well. Kind of people are. It's one of those movies that like Star Wars came out, and you're like, I got to see Star Wars 10 times, but now it's like 6 weeks later. You're like, oh, I'll see that. Yeah. So we're actually all gonna go after we wrap this podcast, and we're gonna go see it. I got us tickets. No, I didn't. I have to go home. My baby is sick.
I know. Ooh. All right. Okay, yeah.
I mean, I don't have to leave now. I'm just saying, okay. I don't have time to go to the movie.
Sim's going to get annoyed, but I have to take a urination break. And then we are going to call people.
Let the woman pee, Sim.
Are you excited to talk to strangers?
I do it every day. I walk through the Beverly Center and I just start conversations with people. Ask them what they... I bring my actor's reel loaded on my phone. I'll see someone at like a fucking Bloomingdale's. I'll be like, sir, real quick, what do you think about this? I love strangers. Go pee. All right.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Where were you born?
Chicago, Illinois.
Make and model of your first car.
Mazda Protege.
Favorite restaurant in America?
Providence. Los Angeles.
First acting job?
A big budget Dutch film called The Lift.
Who's your fashion icon?
Steve Harvey. my fashion icon... Oh, like... like Robert Redford in like the early 70s, like 3 Days of the Condor. It's like the best outfits.
If you could live in any past or present sitcom, what would it be?
Um, 30 Rock. I like that show, and I think it'd be funny to be on a TV show.
What my sweet producer Sim phrased this question.
Okay.
But I think he meant something different. he wrote, what's in the trunk of your car right now? But what I think he meant was...
What's in the trunk of your car right now? Yes.
Whole Foods bags. Like bags you bring to Whole Foods. And like a jack. It's fucking boring.
No, but I got to tell you, sexy in its own weird way.
Is it really the Whole Foods bags? Yeah. I bring them so yeah. I'm helping the environment when I yeah. buy my cabbage.
Yep. But cabbage, you're buying. Not only do you have but you're buying cabbage.
I make soups and stuff.
Dear Diary, Ike buys cabbage.
Ike buys cabbage.
All right, Sim, go on.
Most embarrassing thing you've done on a date.
On a date, my first date with my wife, this isn't rapid fire, but I'll tell it quickly. My first date with my wife, my first time I met my wife's parents was on a date with her, and we went to a Belgian restaurant in New York, and for an appetizer, I ordered mussels, and then I was like, you know, for my main, I'm going to get the mussels too, and they were like, that's a lot of mussels, and I was like, I love mussels. So for the fucking appetizer, they brought like 100 mussels. And I was eating them, and then they took them away, and I was like sweating, and she was like, I fucking had too many mussels. And then they put like another fucking platter of like 100 mussels in front of me. And her dad's like, you really like mussels, huh? And I was like, I love them. I probably ate like 94 mussels that night, and I just went home and was just like sweating. I was like, I don't feel good.
Was there like curry or like?
Like one was like white wine and cream, and then one was like bacon and whatever. But it was just like too much, man. Overdid it.
Who is your celebrity doppelganger?
Oh God, I have so many. I get Wahlbergs a lot. I used to get Mark, then Donnie. Now it's the brother that owns the hamburger stand. There's also this movie called Rat Race, right?
Yeah.
That, I never saw it. But there's a guy in it, I guess, who looks like me. And
not Rowan Atkinson.
I look like Bean. But once a month, someone would be like, yo, man, I love your shit. And I'm like, thank you. Like, Rat Race. I'm like, I'm not in that. So there's a guy in Rat Race who I look a lot like.
Say one nice compliment about someone in this room.
Mike is a good listener.
All right. Perfect. We're done. Nice job.
Is that good?
That is excellent.
Thank you.
Let's get to them goals.
All right. We're calling someone right now. Looks like we're calling Canada.
Oh, shit.
I don't know where in Canada, but we're calling some city in Canada.
Toronto? I was in Toronto all summer.
Vancouver?
Vancouver?
Maybe.
Girl, guy.
Girl, yeah. They don't know. I hope she picks up.
Do we leave messages if she doesn't pick up?
If you want to leave a message, you can.
Hey, this is Lindsay Sell. Leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Lindsay Sell.
After leaving a message, you can hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, and Lindsay Sell or Andy Sell. It's Ike Barinholtz and Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. And we are so sad we missed you, but give us a ring anytime. Happy holidays.
Fuck.
Happy New Year.
I misdialed.
Oh, good. All right, well, guess what? You're going to listen to this message and be like, what the hell is going on? But let me just tell you what happened. two famous actors just called you. So you're never going to delete this fucking message. Have a nice day.
Sorry, Lindsay. Is it Lindy or Lindsay? All right. We're going to call Candace now.
That was the best day of her life.
She's going to get that message.
And be totally confused.
So confused.
All right. Still Canada.
Still Canada. Still.
I think it's Vancouver. It might be Vancouver. Hopefully it is, because it's. Otherwise, it'll be really late in Canada.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Yes,
Candace.
Hello.
Candace?
Hello.
Hi, Candace. It's Sim, and you are on Unqualified, and I have Ike Barinholtz here. I also have Anna Faris here. How are you?
Candace.
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're hi,
good.
Candace.
Hi.
Hello.
Candace, you're feeling rejected because you think your fiancé does not have the same sex drive he once had. Tell us more.
Okay, well, my fiancé is 7 years older than me. And when we've been together for a few years now, and when we first started dating, we had a very active sex life. And then as soon as he turned 30, it kind of changed and became less of a priority, I guess. And it's hard to not feel rejected because, you know, as a woman, you're taught from a very young age that all men value is sex, and that's the only thing they think about. And so when you have someone and you're basically throwing yourself at them and they're not into it or not wanting it, it's kind of a big blow to your ego. And I mean, I know that
it's the worst feeling.
Yeah. And I mean, I know that it's not that he's not attracted to me, but it kind of sometimes, I mean, I'm not going to lie, sometimes those thoughts cross your mind and you think, you know, don't you want me to be strutting around in our house in my lingerie? And, you know, like, and yeah.
I always wear lingerie around the house to try to get my wife interested, and she's just nauseated by it. So he's seven years older than you, so he's like early 30s?
Yeah, he's in his early, he's 30. He'll be going on 31 this year, and I'll be 25 next month. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask a question? When you make these kind of initiations, is it kind of all any time during the day, or is it more kind of at night?
Oh, it's any time during
it's
the
anytime,
day.
It's okay. Because sometimes if it's at night and the guy's not down with it, it might be like he's been drinking or something, or smoking pot. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it might be
no.
like a substance thing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's any time of the day. I mean, when I come home, I'll give it a go. Or, you know, sometimes it is later at night, but I find he's, you know, I'm not in the mood right now, but maybe later on I'll be. And so, you know, I kind of give him the benefit of the doubt, and then we proceed on with our day. And then come nighttime, it's so, and yeah, nothing happens, and it sucks because it's, yeah, it's
you're kind of overwhelmed with rejection because you're, you know, in my mind at least, I've been programmed, you know, from a young age, it's all around you. It's not like in the movies where, you know, you come out in your little teddy bear onesie thing and they just drop everything they're doing and, you know, you go at it. But yeah, it's, I guess I want to know if you guys have had a similar experience and if you have felt that rejection, how did you overcome it? Because I know that he's attracted to me and I know he loves me. Mm-hmm. It's just, I can't help but feel that way. I don't know why, and I don't know how not to.
Right. Well, you should never, ever feel like it's your fault. You know what I mean? You should never be like, oh, God, if I only did this or only did that, because it's not about you. It's about him. And it sounds like even though he's older than you, you have possibly a healthier opinion and a healthier outlook about sex than he does.
Yeah.
I think it might be one of those things where it's like, there are some people that I have met in this world who is just, they're just not sexual. They're just, I don't want to say asexual because like very few people are actually asexual, but there's just some people that just don't put like a priority on it. Like I love food. You know what I mean? Like we all love food. But actually I have friends that are like, I don't care about food really. You know what I mean? They're just like, I'll eat when I'm hungry a little bit, but I'm just like, and those people are crazy to me. So maybe this is a case of him kind of just not being as in tune sexually and not into sex as you are. And I think that is something that if it is important to you, you guys got to talk about that.
But wait a minute. And I just rejoined the conversation because I had to use the loo quickly. But but don't you think that there is this sort of cultural thing where men are supposed to be much more into sex than women are?
Sure.
And
I think that's why it's so hard, because, you know, I think that this is an issue that's not talked about enough, because you see it in the movies and you see it everywhere else, like, oh, my wife's holding out on sex. Mm-hmm. And, you know, women use it as a form of punishment. But, you know, for me anyways, it's not like that. And I always joke with him. I'm like, sometimes I feel like I'm the guy in the relationship when it comes to this, because, you know, and I'll admit, I maybe have a higher than average sex drive. Mm-hmm. And I think why it's so hard is because when we first started dating, it was so active and healthy and regular. And so I think it's just getting used to that change and, you know,
But you guys really, you guys should talk about it, man. Like, honestly, like, one thing I've learned, and just with whether it's with your wife or boyfriend or business partner or anyone that you're in any kind of agreement with, have like a State of the Union talk. You know what I mean? Like, those are so important. And I think if you could kind of be like, hey, I like to have sex a lot, and I'm a sexual person, and I think you're hot, and I like having sex with you, and sometimes I feel like I put myself out there and you're not into it, and I just want to know what's going on, you know what I mean? And that might spur him on, and he'll be honest, and at least he could tell you, like, oh, God, I'm just, you know what it is, I'm just, as I get older, I'm not so sexual, or this.
That's, you know, what he says. That's
what he says. Because
we've had a many talks about it, and that is his thing. It's, you know, for him, it's like, it's not as much of a priority for me anymore as it was when I was younger. Like, I'm getting older and things, you know, I'm tired after the work day. And, you know, it's stuff like that.
Well, that's kind of my thing. It's kind of like by the end of the night, I'm like done. But like in the morning, oh my God, I'm like like a 15-year-old boy. You know what I mean? Like, so maybe like
that's romantic.
Have you tried morning sex, Candace?
Have you tried morning or like a little, like, for lack of a better word, afternoon delight, where you kind of surprise him, or like on a Saturday afternoon, like, oh my God, let's get hamburgers and I'm gonna blow you. You know what I mean? Like something like that. Like, you know what I mean?
You know,
like,
what? Yeah. You know what? I have to give him credit, because we had kind of a serious talk a couple weeks ago, and I really kind of just poured my heart out to him and just laid everything out. And I was like, this is how I'm feeling. This is how, you know, you saying no makes me feel. And he has been working on it, and he's been doing this thing lately where he'll just wake me up in the middle of the night and we'll just go at it, and it's amazing and awesome. And so he is, I think my biggest issue is more so getting over that feeling of rejection.
Yeah, you got to know it's not about you, man. Mm-hmm. It's like his, you know what I mean? It's like he's working out his thing. Like the person that is like skittish of sex and that's the person that has the issue. So you need to know that you have a healthy outlook on it, and this is his problem, but as his partner, you're going to help him with it as much as you can. Sure. And if not, just like constantly have pornography playing on your laptop in the background. Just always have porno, even at like breakfast. Be like, ah, you want some toast? Oh my God, look at this. This is a great, look at this orgy.
Yeah.
So I hope that
Candace, do you feel like we helped you tonight?
Absolutely. You guys are amazing.
Hey, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Candace, what are some of your favorite of my films?
You know what? I got to say, my fiance and I are diehard Justified fans.
Okay. I like that program a lot.
Oh, wait, is this a different guy?
Do you think this is Timothy Oliphant?
No. Oh, my gosh.
Okay, so it's not Oliphant. It's going to be, like, someone who's on that show but is a lot uglier. Like, do you think this is, like, Walt Goggins? Or, like, Garrett Delahunt? Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, my. No, I swear, though,
Are you confusing Justify with the Mindy Project?
Oh, my gosh. No, I am not. No, I...
That's the funniest. My fiance and I are huge Justify fans.
Okay, but can I tell you?
Can you have? Isn't it about Michael?
Like the people that have mistaken me.
Oh yeah, who do you get mistaken for? Hold on, you stay on the line, please.
used to be Mina Savari in American Beauty. Beauty.
Yep.
Even though not nearly as hot as she is. Oftentimes, like, well, anything like Scream sort of related.
Oh, sure. But they might just be confusing Scream and Scary Movie. You know what I mean? Like, I saw you in the movie with the mask. Yeah. And you're like, yeah.
Sometimes Amy Poehler.
Sure. I get to them.
And you just sort of roll with
it. You just got to roll with it.
You just roll.
Yeah. You just got to roll with it. Yeah.
Isn't it Michael Rapaport?
Michael Rapaport, I think, was last week from what I heard.
Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot. How
No. Listen to me. God damn it. I love you. And
he does.
I think this is, like, the best part of the podcast. <She's> like,
Candace, have you seen the Mindy Project? Have you seen Neighbors? Have you seen
Sisters?
Sisters.
I love the Mindy Project.
Oh, I'm the nurse, Morgan.
Oh, my God. I'm so stupid.
And I was the white supremacist in Higher Learning. No, that's Michael Rapaport.
I'm going to go jump off my balcony.
If I find out a cute 25-year-old Canadian girl jumped off a balcony, I'm going to be pissed at you. Listen, turn on some porno. Wait till your fiance gets home and be like, oh, my God, look at this DP I was just watching. We love you.
Candace, thank you
so
much.
We love you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Have a great night, guys.
Good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, Ike, where can people follow you on Twitter?
Oh, at Ike Barinholtz.
And Sisters is still in theaters?
It's still in theaters. And the Mindy Project, you can watch episodes on Hulu. It's the best.
Perfect.
It is. It's a great show.
You have to come on.
Please, I would love
please,
to.
Please, God, come on. Let me call Chuck Lorre. I'll talk to Chuck.
Oh, please do. Yes, yes. I would love that.
You guys, thank you so much for having me. My God.
Thank you.
So much
and
fun.
I would love it if you came back.
Anytime. Just all you got to do is just call my publicist. They're at PMK. Just go through them.